Hey Rich, how are you doing today?
Hey, pretty good. How are you, Peter?
I'm doing good too. Yes, Rich, you're facing some issue?
Yeah, well, it looks like, what do I want to say? A lot of the changes are completed. That's the first thing I need to say, and I want to say thank you for that.
No problem.
Okay, and then the second thing is that I found is that, and I sent it to you here earlier this morning. Let me back this thing up so I can see what I'm doing here. On the
On the
where am I?
portfolio page, right?
Yeah, on the portfolio page. Let me think.
And the bottles category.
Yeah, in the bottom, in the bottles, the framework or something in that window, as those photos scroll through there, there's a like a 2 pixel line that goes down the right-hand side of that window on some pictures, not on all of them, just on some of them. And you can see part of the next picture when you're viewing,
For example, if you're on the Josh Cabernet, you can see a yellow line on the right.
Yes, and then the next bottle that appears is Rodney
Rodney
Sterling.
Strong.
Yeah,
Same
exactly.
goes in the Checquipal, and the same goes for the Volga too, and it
Yep.
appears a pink line in the on the right. Okay, no problem with that. Okay, I'll fix that too.
Yeah.
However, any other change, Rich?
Well, I let me go to my page here a second, Pete. Hang on 1 second. Not in focus here. What's the deal? Come on. This is here. Grab a new tab. Grab a new tab over to this page. Type in here, Prime P-R-I-M-E. There, right there. There's my web page. Okay, now I can make this full screen. Okay, now if I go to, is it the About page? Yeah, okay, here's an example. About me. Okay, that picture in there, I'm considering replacing that. You know, the picture of the girl? And I want to put like a product picture in there. And I think I have something in mind. But
And
if.
when you the girl, okay, I got it. The first banner you see on the About Us page, right?
Yes, about me, and
Okay.
then it says home and about, right? Well, I want to change that picture to something that I have, but the picture that I have looks more like, you see where it says capturing memories through images down below there? Okay, so the picture that I have is more in that format. Is there some way to get that picture that I have, you know, stretched out to fit the top of this screen?
Well,
Or is it
we
going
can
to?
do that, Rich, okay? Well, we can stretch the image, we can adjust it in the banner, but that won't look good because the picture will show that it's stretched, okay? So people will
Yeah, that's
say,
what happens. It's fuzzy because it's squashed down, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
So
so how do I get a
you can find any other image, like the one the website I sent you on Yandex. Okay, you can find any image you want which is relevant to your business, and you can go ahead and send me the image. I can upload it here. The ones you send me before too, for the home page, I guess. And you sent me for the contact page too, for the about page. I remember the app with the pie,
Yeah, the apple pie that came
the
off of
apple
your
pie.
page, though. That came out of your stock photos, right? The apple pie did. But let me think here. The third picture in this front here. Let's see, we got the camera. This T picture here, that was yours also. That came from your stock page. So how do I get something big enough to go across this screen without it being all scrunched
Well,
up?
on Yandex, okay, Yandex is basically Yandex basically has high quality images. Okay, so even if you select a picture which is in a landscape format, you can send me and we can stretch that photo and we can put it on banner. Our designers can do that.
Okay, so okay. So somehow we can get this picture on there.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then the other thing is I need to start working on these social media links.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so can you find on Facebook, can you find Prime Product Photography?
Let me check.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, Rich, I cannot find Prime Product Photography on that.
Okay, what about Rich Kidner?
Let me search. Is it a page or is it your profile?
That's my account, Rich Kidner.
Okay.
Prime Product Photography should fall underneath that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what you need to do to get
Well, what's your profile picture?
I'm not sure what you're asking me, Pete. What's my picture?
Yeah, what's your picture on your profile? Because I see a lot of Rich Kidners on Facebook.
It's me eating a corned beef sandwich.
Okay. And what color are you wearing?
Like a turquoise top or something?
Mm-hmm.
Here, let me go. I can describe it better. E-book.
Yes, I've got your profile. Okay, but I guess it's like incomplete or something because I can only see your picture. I cannot do any other activity on your profile. I cannot add you as a friend. I cannot message you, or I cannot see your photos, and I don't see Prime Product Photography too.
Okay.
Well, Rich, what you can simply do is that only if you have the budget for it, is that you can simply give us the responsibility of creating the pages for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all these three platforms. Okay, we'll create the pages for you and we can give you the access for that. Okay, and then you can manage the pages. And we'll upload the cover photos regarding your business too. We'll upload the pictures too. Okay, and we can take responsibility for that too. Because I guess Chase told you before as well that we do these kind of services too for our existing clients. So we can make the pages for you. You don't have to go that again and again, and in the next like 3 or 4 days, okay, I'll update you with the pages too on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and if any other platform you would like to have your page, we can do that for you.
Yeah, but you know, you're talking another couple, $300-$400.
Well, what's your budget for that?
Zero. You know, I need to get out here and start selling some pictures before I could begin to commit to something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this website's going to do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, as is.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to
in this modern world you need some social media presence. Because your website is basically you haven't used some SEO keywords in your content so that it comes on the top searches of Google, or you don't have any Facebook or Instagram or social media pages too. So there's no awareness of your website right now. So once you make people aware of that, then you will get some clients, you'll get some pictures, or once you start selling your pictures, people will call you and that. So the first step is basically to make people aware about your business. And for that, either you can go with the SEO, you can add some keywords in your content, which we have already placed on your website, we can add some keywords so that it comes on the top searches of Google. Or the but that's completely like that will be out of your budget because it's I'm telling you it's expensive for you. Okay. However, as far as creating the social media pages is concerned, okay, I can make it like. What's your affordable? If I may ask, what is the maximum that you can afford right now?
I don't know, Pete. I mean, I could come up with another $100 maybe, but you know, in a couple of weeks, I could come up with $100 maybe, but you know, I don't want to put any more money into this until I see how well this starts to work for me.
Because and a risk, for example, I have clients. Okay, I've got clients. Okay. If they're building a website in like $300 and if they expect a return of $20,000, so you also know that's not going to happen, okay? Because a small investment will only give you some small return only if people are already aware about your business, okay? And I'm sure that you might have some relatives or some friends who are aware about your business, okay? But obviously, they won't call you for your business because of your terms with them, okay? So you need new clients, you need new customers, who are not aware, who are first, like who are coming the first time with your business so that they can hire you. Obviously, relatives don't hire relatives, okay? The new customers come and you make it aware. Exactly. So for that, you need some time, okay? What we can do is that whenever you get money, whenever you think that you can increase your budget for like $300 or $350, what we can do is that we can create some Facebook or Instagram and Twitter pages for you.
Okay, well, I'll have to put thought into that. But, you know, for right now, I'm just trying to get this cleaned up and get it looking like, you know, something that looks, and this really looks really good. You know, I've had comments from my brother and my kids.
Exactly. So what we'll do is that in the future, if you come up to me like in the next week or in the upcoming week, what we'll do is that for you, we will integrate this website link on every platform of your page, on Facebook too, on Instagram too, and on Twitter. Okay, so if people want to hire your services, they need to come on your website and then hire your services. Okay, so that they can see your website too, that it looks good, you are a professional photographer, you have your portfolio, or you can post your portfolio on Instagram, Facebook separately too. Okay, that will look good too. So you can just simply give me a call, okay? At that time, I will see that what discounts are going on, and we can make these pages for you. That's not a big issue.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, I'll put that into thought, but at this point, I really, I'll have to get some help on my end. I've got that page created. You know, I just, it just needs to get, how do I want to say, linked up somehow.
Exactly.
And, we'll go from there. But in the meanwhile, fix that framing problem, and I'll send you an email here in a couple of days, and we'll you know, or send me when it's done. Just send me an email, and I'll look at it, and then I'll go from there.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much for your time, Rich.
Yeah, you too, Pete. Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.